The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, November the 19th. Good to have you with us today. Mel Zelenek, our consumer and travel expert, is with us. Good
Hi,
to
Paul.
Have you here,
Great
Mel.
Great seeing you again.
Last time you were on, we ran out of time, and I know you wanted to go right into classical music, but we had to.
That's right.
We had to leave, so we're going to pick up. We're going to pick up where we were, where we left off.
Well,
last
I always
time.
Like to review, being a former.
A former university professor, right?
Yes. I always like to review, and that's what we're going to start with. Remember last time we talked about the number one tourist attraction?
Yeah, that was the Mall of America,
yeah, exactly.
Which I found really hard to believe, but it was the number one tourist attraction.
I did, too, at the time when I first heard it, but over 40 million visitors a year there.
Okay.
And then we talked about how we can uncomplicate our lives by just not running around and buying stuff. I mean, the number one attraction in Lake of the Ozarks, I guess, is shopping, not the beautiful lake and the other beautiful facilities.
And I think we're all guilty of that. We buy stuff that maybe we don't really need, but we think we do, and we buy it on impulse.
You know my wife.
Okay. So that's uncomplicating our life by buying less stuff.
Correct. And we also talked about, second point, was reducing the number of credit cards that we use.
Yeah.
And there are some trade-offs, as we talked about. Yes, it may impact adversely on your credit rating.
Now, I read that if you have several credit cards and you close a credit card, it's going to reduce your line of credit, which is going to bring your credit rating down for a short period of time.
And we've actually talked about that precise point, the good thing of having credit cards. Mm-hmm. But this was another thing that I think about, and it's hit me very recently because of the amount of time I spend correcting errors that they've made, or if somebody steals my credit card information. I mean, I had a credit card that never left my house, and yet somebody charged over $2,000.
Is that right?
Yeah, in airfares.
I've had several credit cards that have been opened in my name that I did not open myself.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And you know how you can add somebody else to your credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, the credit cards were mailed to my house, and I said, well, what is this? And there was the other person's name on here. I had no idea who this person was. Somehow, they had gotten my social security number. They knew where I had worked. That's when I was still doing Pepper and Friends out at KOMU. They had all of that information, and it opened a credit card in my name.
Oh, Mike Zazzo, that was me. No. But anyway, that was the second point. And then also we talked briefly about the internet and how the internet, frankly, can really uncomplicate your life by not having to shop, spending money on gas, spending your time around here. I mean, I can make a purchase on the internet literally in seconds, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you certainly can't do that locally. The downside of that, of course, is very obvious. You don't get your product immediately, but you're not supporting the local businesses.
Right.
Which
and
is,
if you can buy
critical.
Locally, it's better to buy it locally.
Okay, so
that rehashed last time.
Uh-huh.
We're halfway through here.
Uh-huh. And then we'll talk very briefly now about items that you want to donate, maybe toss, donate, or sell. These are items that you've had for years, and you just don't use them anymore. And why keep them around? They tend to complicate your life as well. I have, you know, 50 or 100 dress shirts, and I don't even wear a dress shirt anymore. And yet I keep them around.
So you can donate them.
Exactly. You can donate
You can
them.
Donate it to the Salvation Army thrift store, as long as it's in good condition.
Yeah.
You donate it, and they can resell it.
And Upscale Outlet locally is another excellent source to donate things.
And that helps unclutter your life there, too.
Exactly. And then Now, we'll pick up a little bit on a different venue, and that has to do with this topic of fee-only and fee-based financial planners. Do you remember what the difference is? Because it's very important to understand the difference between a fee-only and a fee-based financial planner.
I think a fee-only financial planner is someone that you have hired to look out for your best interest. Is that correct?
Well, haven't you hired both of them to look out for your best interest?
Okay, clarify it.
Okay, the fee only, you actually give them a fee.
You're paying them.
You're paying them. However, with a fee-based, you're also paying them very often, but they also take a commission. So they're really not in this fiduciary relationship that I like to talk about a lot, because it's very important to understand that the only financial planners I think anyone should work with is somebody who's in a fiduciary relationship with you. And that means they've signed an agreement that they're looking out exclusively for your best interest. A fee-based financial planner is not necessarily looking out for your best interest.
But that doesn't mean they're not.
Well, oftentimes they're not, though, because usually they're getting a commission as well. And as soon as you introduce the commission, then they have a vested interest to push a specific product. And that's where a major difference is. Now, the great news is that very recently I've been able to identify local financial planners who do charge on a hourly basis. Now, the hourly basis typically is going to be $100 or $125 or $150 an hour. And that may sound like it's extraordinarily high. However, if it's a quality financial fee-only financial planner, they're going to save you much more than that. And keep in mind, oftentimes with a financial planner, you're going to lose maybe $50,000 or $60,000 or more over a lifetime by going with them as opposed to going with like a Vanguard index fund.
Okay. Okay. We got about less than a minute left. You
okay.
Want one real quick one?
Let's just talk a little bit about generic products and private brand products. And Paul, are those always lower cost and better values than brand names?
You know, I have found most of the times when I buy generic brand products, they are as good as the brand names.
Okay.
And they cost a bit less.
Then why don't you buy them all the time? Do you buy them?
Most of the time do buy generic brand product if I have a choice between the two. Now, occasionally I bought one and I didn't like it. And I say, okay, I won't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
But I tried it.
And again, very prudent thing to do. However, keep in mind that with coupons and so forth.
Oh, you can save a ton name, with coupons.
And with brand names. And sometimes that greatly offsets the
okay.
cost of generic.
How can they get in touch with you, Mel, real quick?
Cruise@centurytel.net.
Thank you, Mel. Tomorrow, Puppies with a Purpose in Maple's Rep Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun O'Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Moser. See you tomorrow.